And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Denmark on Monday, where he thanked Danish lawmakers a day after Denmark and the Netherlands announced they would provide Ukrainian forces with U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets.
Thank all of you for helping us in our fight, difficult fight for freedom, for helping us in this war which Russia brought to our land.
Meanwhile, two people were injured in Moscow on Monday when debris from a Ukrainian drone destroyed by Russian air defenses fell on a house. Israeli authorities said on Monday that a suspected Palestinian attacker killed a woman and seriously wounded a man in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said the shootings took place near the city of Hebron and that shots were fired from a passing car. Monday's attack follows the shooting of two Israelis on Saturday. U.S. President Joe Biden travels to the Pacific island state of Hawaii to meet with officials and survivors and survey damage from the wildfires that devastated Maui. The fires earlier this month left widespread destruction in the seaside town of Lahaina, killing at least 114 people. North Korea's national airline was set to make its first commercial flight in over 3 years on Monday, only for it to be abruptly canceled at the last minute. On Monday, journalists gathered at Beijing's airport to await Air Koryo flight JS-151 from Pyongyang, but almost 2 hours after its scheduled arrival, a signboard in the terminal unexpectedly signaled it had been canceled. Air Koryo had not given a reason for the cancellation. For more on these and other top stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A progressive from outside Guatemala's power structure was resoundingly elected as the country's next president on Sunday. VOA's Scott Walterman reports it was a reprimand to the governing elite over widespread allegations of corruption.
Despite preliminary results showing a potential landslide for anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo, the attention immediately turned to whether he would be allowed to assume power as the Attorney General's office attempts to suspend his party's legal status. Arevalo said outgoing President Alejandro Gisella Matei congratulated him and told him they would begin planning the transition the day after results were certified. But after the first round of voting were certified last month, the Attorney General's office announced it was investigating the signatures by Arevalo's Seed Movement Party to register years earlier. A judge briefly suspended the party's legal status before a higher court intervened. Scott Walterman, VOA News, Washington.
In other Latin American election news, two former lawmakers, leftist Luisa Gonzalez and business scion Daniel Noboa, will battle for Ecuador's presidency in an October runoff after they came up in top place in a first round of voting over the weekend. Reuters' Olivia Chan has that story.
Supporters of both candidates took to the streets of Quito and Guayaquil, where Noboa comes from, to celebrate the election result. Gonzalez, a protege of former President Rafael Correa, who has promised to revive his social programs, won 33% support. While Noboa, son of prominent banana businessman and former presidential candidate Alvaro Noboa, was a surprise second place with 24% of the vote. The contest was darkened by the assassination of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio earlier this month. The crime is still under investigation.
That's Olivia Chan of Reuters reporting for us today. Canada is sending armed forces to tackle fast-spreading wildfires in British Columbia as the western province deals with flames that have put more than 35,000 people under evacuation orders. About 140,000 square kilometers of land have been scorched nationwide, with smoky haze extending as far as the U.S. East Coast. Government officials project that the fire season could stretch into autumn because of widespread drought-like conditions. Meta Platforms is set to roll out the web version of its new text-first social media platform called Threads. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.